You're listening to Loving BDSM Podcast, episode 117. Kayla Lord's here with the one, the only, the not caffeinated at all, John Brownstone.
No.
Not since, what, like midday?
Yeah.
And it's late at night now?
Are you sure I haven't been replaced with a pod person?
Well, I'm looking for the signal that you're being held captive.
Get me decaf.
Right. But you said no coffee at all, and I don't know what to do about that. I'm a little worried about you. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm other than being tired. Yeah, it's been a long day for me, but yeah, other than being tired, I'm okay.
You're not drinking coffee during this episode.
I know.
Coffee is our love language.
It is.
It's what we're kind of known for.
True.
Thanks to our wonderful, wonderful listeners who send us packages. We're set up for the zombie apocalypse. We will be the place to come get coffee.
Yes.
And you're not having any.
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to do the show now. This week, we're talking about expectations in DS. The ones you should definitely have and the ones that you probably shouldn't because they'll probably hurt your relationship. Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If this is your first time listening, glad to have you. If you're back for another week, welcome back. Loving BDSM is produced every Friday for your kinky pleasure and education, and show notes are found at lovingbdsm.net. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite podcast app. If you love what you hear, we'd love a good review wherever you listen to us to help other kinksters find us. You can follow the show on Twitter at LovingBDSM, on FetLife at LovingBDSMPC, or on Instagram at that handle I hate, LovingDS, and the number one, LovingDS1. I'm very proud of you for not laughing your freaking ass off. Good for you. He's being nice today. And all
for now.
For now. And all links are in the show notes. I've got a surprise.
I love surprises.
We have a show sponsor.
Really?
Yes!
Hooray!
I know, and it's a kinky company.
Cool.
I know, isn't that awesome? They are called Play, and I just like that. That's the name of their company, Play. Goodness. He's rubbing his hands together devilishly, so... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait. There's more. But wait, there's more. Okay. So Play is the first ever kink lifestyle brand. Okay. So their whole thing is about kink. It's a lifestyle thing. We know about that. Mm-hmm. We know about that. And it was started by two kinksters. So people who know what the hell they're talking about on the back end, helping you on the front end. And that is Sasha and Sir Lucifer. I don't know Sir Lucifer, but I love his name.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about him, but his name is cool as shit. Sasha also is cool. I've been talking to her by email. Anyway, they sell safe, sane, and consensual kinky products. Oh, yeah. Nice. And they're working on right now an kinky dating app called Play. Mm-hmm. They're going to be doing that through Indiegogo at some point. As soon as we know more, we'll share the details. But the important part, because it's all about the kinky fuckery, right? It's totally all about the kinky fuckery, is what you can get there. And they call them, you're going to love this. I do. Okay, maybe I do. I don't care. Other people will love it. They're called Play Boxes.
Oh.
And when you order a Play Box, you then get kinky fuckery in the mail. They ship some kinky fuckery to your front door. You know how I feel about shipping some kinky fuckery to the front door. So here's what's cool about their Play Boxes. I was perving through their website. They have them sort of separated out by what are you into. So they've got an anal Play Box. They've got an impact Play Box. They've got temperature Play. They've got bondage. Oh, yes. Oh, and they do a custom one where you can kind of say, oh, I want this, I want that. And they have one that's called like an intro box. It has a couple little things. But I'm pretty sure most of our kinky fans are like, no, I'm into the, and then pick a kink and it'll work. So if you are looking for some kinky fuckery and you'd like it to come to your front door, because who doesn't want kinky fuckery to show up at the front door?
Hey.
Go to getplay.adult. So that's their URL, getplay.adult, not .com, not .co, not .net, .adult. I thought that was cool too. It's like, oh, you can do that. And then I remembered, yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Getplay.adult. And if you decide that you want to buy something from them, use the code LOVINGBDSM. All one word, LOVINGBDSM. We were working out the last minute details late, and we're recording late, and it's just been a wild Thursday. So I know you're going to get a discount. And as soon as I know what discount, I will say it in the next episode that they're sponsoring. But you definitely get something off, so you won't have to pay full price. So the code is LOVINGBDSM. So if any of it looks good to you, if you're like, kinky fuckery in the mail. The one that caught my eye was the temperature play box. Ah. That was the one that caught my eye.
And just in time for Valentine's Day, too.
That's true. That's true. We are recording on, it is still February 1st.
Yeah.
Numbers are hard. So, yes, and the code is good all February. So if you're like, oh, shit, I don't have any money right now, that's okay. Well, I totally get it. I'm waiting to get paid, too. or there will be no Valentine's Day. You've got the opportunity to use the code all month long, all of February 2018. So if you were listening after February 2018, that code probably won't work. So it's getplay.adult. Use code LOVINGBDSM. And we love our sponsors. And how cool is that?
Yes.
I know. Kinky fuckery in the mail. We all know how I feel about mail. Mm-hmm, oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we've got, I do have announcements. Yes. Quick, brief. Look at me doing it brief. Pretending to. I'm pretending to. Okay. So we do for our paid kinky fuckery. I feel like turn it into a drinking game, y'all. How every time I say kinky fuckery, take a shot of your favorite beverage.
They wouldn't make it through half the episode.
They wouldn't have made it through the intro. What are you talking about? If you are a kinky, fuckery, paid member of the Loving BDSM community, there is a live munch on Saturday. Live stream munch.
Yes. Yeah.
At 2 p.m. Eastern. If you can't make it live, it is available for playback. If you do make it live and you're in YouTube and you're watching us through YouTube, then you can participate with the live chat as well.
Correct.
So, yeah, we got that. We don't know what the hell we're talking about, though, do we?
We normally don't. We just kind of show up.
Turn on the camera and just start.
Turn on the camera. Camera. Turn on the camera.
You needed that cup of coffee.
Maybe I did. Or maybe I do. Yeah, I turn on the camera, coffee in hand, and just talk about whatever comes up.
Y'all, we were walking the dog today, and he goes, what are we talking about on Saturday? I'm like, what do we do every time, Daddy?
Try to take over the world.
That is actually true.
Yeah.
That is actually my goal. I'm building the kinky empire over here. Now, so if something hits me. Now, if a kinky fuckery member has something they like, a question they'd like us to answer, sure, or a topic, we're totally, please God help us, we're totally open to that. Anyway, munch for kinky fuckery paid members. You can, if you are not yet a kinky fuckery paid member, lovingbdsm.net is the place to go. You can join. It's instant access. You don't wait for any of that stuff. It's all just like right there. So you can join. You can be part of our, it's basically a little bit like a podcast episode, except you can see us.
Mm-hmm.
When there's the live chat going on, we get to
we go
back and forth
and answer questions right on the spot.
And we actually do keep it to an hour, so
yeah,
because we stick usually to a single topic. Last month we ended up doing two topics because that was the cool thing. The conversation started on one thing and then it led into another conversation, and that was really cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, if anybody's interested, okay. Next little, that wasn't a short announcement. I don't do short announcements. I don't know why I lie like a dog.
You noticed I was leaning back in the chair. I knew, you know, I knew what to expect.
I get on a roll. I don't know. Anyway, the next one I really will just is a reminder. Last week we opened up the contributorship page where we're looking for people to contribute and write and share their experiences. I've already gotten a few pitches in that I just haven't had the opportunity to go through and really look at. So far what I've seen when I've glanced through, it's all been really good. So I love the fact that you're going to make my life hard and it's going to be difficult to go, oh God, which one's first? Because we're only able to do one a month for right now. So, but I swear to y'all, as soon as we can afford to open it up to more than that, we will. Oh my gosh, because y'all already have good ideas. So we were not kidding, and this is, just consider this your reminder, and we will gently nag you from time to time, and if you are a writer or you have a story to share, to get your pitch into us, because we definitely want those voices on our website. Okay, so we're going to do a show now, right? We're going to do an actual episode.
That's why I'm here.
You weren't here for my wonderful company. You're certainly not here for the coffee. You rejected it. He is saying nothing. He is giving me nothing. Not even, I don't even get a gleam. See, you need to be caffeinated.
Not
That's
even
the
an
problem.
Eyebrow on that one.
No,
either, no.
Not even an eyebrow. We're going to do an episode now.
Yes.
You with me on this?
I'm waiting. Go. Start.
Okay, so this episode, you get to blame my Twitter addiction on this episode.
Oh, yeah. And yes.
Yes. So somebody on Twitter had a question, wanted to get some Kinksters' perspectives, and we ended up getting tagged. We were one of several. Mm-hmm. And this is how this goes when the Loving BDSM Twitter gets a question, whether it's as part of a group conversation and then we're tagged in, or somebody is soliciting it directly. We look at our phones, usually side by side. I'm in the recliner or at yeah. my desk. He's on the couch. And I go, you want to handle it? And he goes, no, you're good. Go ahead. And then I created a thread as a response of like 3 or 4 tweets. Twitter needs to give me more than 280 characters. I had things to say. And what's funny is the thing I had to say was actually a direct response to the question. The question was, two Kinksters are in negotiations. The dominant is saying that they are expecting their poly sub to give up any current or future possible outside relationships outside of their pairing as part of the processes. That's what they want. And I was answering that of, oh, Lord, I could see that being problematic. And, you know, if mm-hmm. that's what the submissive wants, okay, fine. However, and then all these other things. But it was another Kingster who pointed out the wording of the original question was, well, what it said was the dominant expects the poly sub to do this as, you know, part of the relationship. And that person was the one that went, expects? Shouldn't be expecting nothing. And I went,
well, come on, I'm a dominant. You're a submissive.
I'm gonna start laughing.
I expect you to do everything I tell you to do.
I'm going to get away before the lightning strikes you. But that, I mean, that person was the smart one who really, like,
right.
I mean, it was a light bulb moment. The broom got brighter when I saw that. And I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. my God, that's right. That really is.
That's the crux of the.
That's the heart of the matter.
Right.
And I had missed it because I was like, I have thoughts. So yeah. I shared thoughts. But that's what got me thinking and then making you think about it. I have thoughts, Daddy. Let's think about them together. And so here we are today talking about expectations in DS.
Yeah.
Now, on the blog this week, we wrote about things you should absolutely expect all mm-hmm. the time. Now, will everybody be perfect at it? No, because we're all human. But for the most part, there really are... Y'all know how we are. There aren't real too many universals in kink or DS or power exchange or BDSM. Pick wherever you are in that. Consent, communication are the rules we follow, and everything else.
Correct.
You go, okay, it's game. Once you've got those two things, go for it. But when it comes to what you should expect in your relationship, and we focus on DS relationships, so that's what we're talking about. What you should expect, what you should be able to expect, has nothing to do with the kinks, has nothing to do with the power exchange. It's about how you treat one another.
Yes.
And so, yes, certain expectations, if you have them, cool. That
base expectations.
Right. Base, that's perfect. Base expectations. And y'all, it's not even a kink thing. It's a how to treat a fellow human being well thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the kind of expectations you should have going into any interaction with another human being, you know, honesty, respect, you know,
yeah.
Those
oh, yeah.
kinds of things.
Yeah. You can't move forward without having those things.
Right. And I when we were going through the list, and like I said, it's a blog post, and I'll link to it in the show notes. I even talked about, you know, you should expect to have the time to listen or to think about what you're being asked, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to pick on the doms for a minute because the bad ones are just, when a dom is bad, they're really, really bad. I know. You know, a dom comes up to their sub and they go, you know, we're changing this kink. We're not doing it that way anymore. This is how I want it done. The submissive gets to think about that. The submissive gets to take their time and go, I mean, sometimes the submissive needs 10 seconds. Yes, I'm there with you. We're totally doing that. And sometimes they're like, whoa, 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 what, huh? Can we have a conversation? Where is this coming from? What does this mean? What are your other expectations if this is what we, like, there's mm-hmm. conversation to be had.
Yeah.
At the same time, I'll pick on subs for a minute. I myself have done this, come to you and said, I want to change things. This is what I would like. Can we do this? And you are really, really good at this, and I am not. I'm saying, let me think about it. Let's talk about it later. Let's,
right.
You know, so it is not just acceptable, it's sort of a requirement that if that's what you need, you should expect to get it. Because part of that goes back to integrity and honesty and building the trust and having respect for each other. So part, you know, giving somebody time to think about something is part of that. I think
there's another level to this too with expectations. You know, like we mentioned, there are base expectations. And depending on this Dom's level of expertise, there are many people who think, you know, oh, you're kinky, you'll do anything.
Yes.
Poor, okay.
Bless their heart.
And you know, I don't remember if it was a podcast we talked about it or something I wrote many, many years ago, talked about aligning your kinks. All right. Where, you know, just because you meet somebody who is kinky, doesn't mean they're going to do anything and everything you want them to.
Right.
Okay. You know, you have to understand what is important to you in your kinks. Like for me, impact play is something that is very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if I had met you knowing that you're a kinkster, but you hated impact play,
that could be a problem.
That could be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we would either have to, either there wouldn't be a relationship, or we would have to, you know, if everything else but that clicked, you know, could there be a compromise that, okay, I can't spank you or cane you or crop you or anything like that, but can I find someone else to do that with?
Right. And that's, you know, I think that's where some problems sort of lie. So there will be one person, sometimes both, but one person in the relationship who says, I like this thing, I just sort of expect my partner to, or they should, it's what I want, so they should do it because it's what I want. And while Doms, the not so great ones, tend to be the culprits here, submissives can be that way too. It's my kink and it's what I want, and shouldn't you just do it for me because that makes me happy? Well, no, because we all get our own limits and we all get our own likes and dislikes. So if you go into it thinking, well, this is a thing I like, so certainly they will do it for me, you are bound for disappointment. Maybe not right then, especially if your partner or potential partner wants the relationship so bad, they will twist themselves into knots to make it work. Eventually, it's not going to work anymore, most likely.
Right.
Or you're going to be disappointed because they're going to look at you and go, no, I'm not doing that. Yeah. And we have sort of talked about this in past episodes, because you don't have to completely align on your kinks to have a good relationship.
You don't.
But you have to respect the fact, you don't have to like something to respect it, y'all. You don't have to be excited that your partner doesn't have a similar kink to you, doesn't want to do the thing you love the most. But you do have to respect it, and you do have to accept that they accept instead of accept. Woo, Lord, all these words sound alike. Yes. And it's late at night. You have to accept the fact that that's how they feel about it. Now, then where things can get trickier, especially if it's a new relationship or if it's an existing relationship and you've already got baggage and you've already got history and you've already got, you know, things going on. It's the meat of actual negotiation of how do we work with how we feel about this? Does that mean that we just don't do that thing ever? Does that mean that, yes, like you said, you can play with somebody else under certain parameters? We we shocked one of our friends at our munch last month, because she has not gotten any playtime in forever.
No.
And she was joking, but she was kind of flirting with you. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah. And I just went, if he wants to, I don't care. And she did a double take.
Yeah.
I said, oh, first of all, I know who he's coming home to, so I'm really not worried. I said, but yeah, I've never played with anybody without you being part of it. And you would definitely be part of that discussion if there was any interest in doing something like that. But I have said to you on multiple occasions, if you want to go to the club and play just to get some of it out of your system, you know, go for it. And I did lean over in the munch. I said, you know, if you ever want to negotiate with that with her, just to give her some release. Because for her, if it's sexual, it's a private sexual. It's, they're not like, it's, Even if they were, that might be another conversation we'd have. But in this case, it was just a flogging, a caning. She just wanted somebody to beat her ass. That's really all she wanted. And I leaned over to him and said, if you are ever interested in doing that, I don't care. Just tell me about it. You know, right. And that is our rule.
And that's the key. That's our rule. As long as you know about it and it's out in the open, nothing to hide, it's fine.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, we've done that. We've had that conversation when... There was a night we were both supposed to go to the club and then something fell through and we couldn't both go.
Yes.
And you were going to stay home. And I said, no, you need to go ahead and go. I'll stay home. It's fine. And then before you left, I said, because we both were like really needing a scene. We really needed some brutal impact. And I said, look, if there's somebody there, you know, and you want to negotiate something with them, you know, you just to swing a flogger, smack an ass. I said, just text me. Just make sure I know before you do it. Go for it. He did not take me up on the offer, but the offer was there. And it was freely given and freely meant. That's how we handle it. We don't expect everybody else to handle it that way.
Right.
But you do have to have sometimes really hard conversations about, wait, you don't like what I like. How can we make this work anyway?
Should we even make this work?
Sometimes the answer is no.
Let's face it. Somebody who's poly, who has the capacity to love a number of people, and then tell them, I expect you to give that all up.
Right. Just give up that whole part of your identity because you're going to be with me now. Now, if that other person decides for themselves, you're the one I want to be with, and I'm maybe they're not with anybody, maybe a relationship is ending, whatever their reasons might be, that's fine. But and that was the original Twitter conversation of the Dom was just no. And my point when we were in the conversation was, if that Dom knew that submissive was poly, then the problem is with the Dom because you. In my opinion, you cannot just expect somebody to give up their identity because you are the greatest thing ever and they're going to be with you.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other thing that got me worried, because, you know, once I went down the rabbit hole of having an opinion and then tweeting it 280 characters at a time. If you've never seen the little spinny thing on Twitter tell you you have no characters left. And it's stressful. The other point that I got a little concerned about was, and that person, and in this case it is a Dom, but it doesn't always have to be a Dom, and that Dom, that sub should not feel coerced or guilted into doing that either, because the Dom has walked in and said, I'm setting the expectations and this is what's going to happen.
No, it has to be a decision based on their own merits in their own time.
Right, and then other people who have much
not
more...
Not expectations of others.
Exactly, and then other people in that particular conversation have much more and better experience and thoughts on poly than I do at this point, because I am still a baby here. But they even said you also can't, especially in this case, because that's the example we're using, this poly sub was apparently in a relationship still, another relationship. Other people pointed out you can't walk in and have any expectations of how that person is going to handle that relationship because you're talking about the consent of another person now.
Right.
And as a...
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
As this Dom coming in going, hey, you're going to give up everybody else because I'm the best and you're going to want to be with me and nobody else will compare. Well, you're now not just setting expectations for the person in front of you instead of coming to them with sort of an openness and a, here's my request, here's what I'd like, you know, but that's all that is.
Right.
And you're now setting expectations for another person's relationship, for a totally third person.
Yeah.
And it just, expectations, we all end up having them from time to time. The only way to really get away from them is to sort of train yourself, and it's like any other skill. Mm-hmm. You're going to suck at it before you get good at it. But you kind of, some expectations are just evil. They're just no good for anybody because you walk in with this sort of sense of self-importance or this sense of what I want is the most important. There's a bit of selfishness behind certain expectations.
Right.
It's the, I want this, so you're going to make sure I get it fuck everything else. And I don't, and I'm not saying that everybody who has some set of expectations that might mean, hey, I want you, potential sub, to break up with everybody else. That's what they're thinking. I don't think that at all. There's some assholes out there. We know. I knew nothing about this Dom that they were talking about on Twitter, and I was thinking, yeah, that's a little red flaggy there. I think most people just, we think about what we want first.
Yeah.
And the first and maybe best lesson of power exchange.
Right.
Yes, you should be getting something from this. That was the other thing I mentioned as an expectation. Mm-hmm. Yes, you should get something if this is an exchange. But it's about what, not what the other person can do for you so much as what you can do together. So when you walk into it thinking you're going to do this for me, and that's all you're thinking about, it's time to like expand your horizons.
Well, you know what this brings to my mind, and I hate to say it, I don't know this Dom, but the first thing that comes to my mind, and you hear this so many times on FetLife, on Tumblr, on all these places, you are now my submissive. You will not have any contact with your family or friends.
That is so abusive. That is abuse 101.
Yeah, but I mean,
abuse 101.
This in my mind brought, you know,
that's what it, that's
and
what
and,
it,
and it kind of parallels that to me. It kind of parallels that kind of behavior.
It can, and in Doms who are either just really really shitty Doms or they just don't know any better. My thinking has expanded that not all shitty Doms are just awful human beings. Sometimes they just fucking
just
don't
know
anybody.
Better.
See, I'm growing as a person. anyway,
that's my girl.
There are those Doms out there who their expectation is that once they have proclaimed the other person they're submissive, whether that submissive has consented and agreed to it or not, they've proclaimed it, then their expectation is you will do whatever I want. All of your autonomy is gone. Mm-hmm. All of your will, all of your consent, all of whatever it is you want is secondary and maybe not even that high on the list to what they want as a dominant.
Right.
And for some, I think it's a sliver. I think it's a small percentage of them. They just don't know better, and they've been watching too much fucking porn, and they think that's what being a dominant is. I really think the vast majority of them are pompous, entitled fucking assholes. And really like...
Down, girl.
I know. Well, I'm tired, so the rants will probably be very low-key tonight. But yeah, I mean that's expectation on a grander scale, and I think a lot of us are trained now at this point. If you've been around for a little bit, or you've just been listening to us for 117 episodes, you're better able to see the big grand expectation selfishness. It's the smaller things though that have the potential to do just as much damage. They just do it over a longer period. So, none of us are immune to having expectations, okay? You and
right.
I mean, we're having this conversation, and I'm not going to sit behind this mic and go, I don't have wild expectations that John Brownstone can't meet. Fuck, I have them all the time. I'm going through some anxiety right now that has hit full force, and it is fucking with my head, and we were sitting at dinner, and I am like, trembling like our chihuahua, okay? Like, just, it's, oh my god. And in my head I'm thinking, this is from the time of recording, this is 4 hours ago,
right?
Talk about expectations. He should know. He should be asking what's wrong. I expect we don't always say it in the words of I expect. It's usually should, they should do this, they should know this, or I want. So I'm thinking he should be saying something, he should be acknowledging this, why isn't he asking what's wrong? And my expectations were through the fucking roof because you are supposed to be a mind reader. Didn't you get the memo?
They refused me at the psychic network.
They were terrified of you is what they were. So expectations hit us. I mean, they can be really subtle and really sly, and we don't even read them necessarily as expectations. And if you ever want to know, and to do a gut check on yourself of, am I placing expectations on my partner that are not fair to them? Mm-hmm. First of all, are you feeling irrationally angry? That might be part of it. And two, if you are thinking to in your head, should. I think I said this in a couple of episodes ago because, God, over the holidays being at my mom's house, I watched Good Morning America and I never watched that. And the some chick was like, oh, the word we should ban from our language is should, right? Because as my therapist says, I'm shoulding all over myself. So
shoulda, coulda, woulda.
We do it to ourselves a lot. If you are an anxious person or if you are sort of just a worrier in general, you say things or you're a perfectionist. I should, I should, I should. And those are expectations we've got to deal with of ourselves. And that's a whole other topic. But when you are in your head or to other people and not to your partner in an open conversation, thinking to yourself, they should be doing this, they should be doing that. That's your gut check that you may be setting expectations on mm-hmm. them that they not only can they not meet them,
they don't even know about.
They don't fucking know about them because you're not talking to them. You're just sitting around being pissed off that they're not doing something that you've decided they should be doing. Mm-hmm. That is an expectation that if you cannot see it for what it is, deal with it, have a hard conversation. Even if you come across as pissed off about something, it's fine. I've been irrationally angry at poor John Brownstone many, many times. And he was like, why are you pissed off? Because we have had a conversation in my head.
yeah.
It does happen. It happens to all of us. But those are the ones that will eat away and eat away and eat away. If you mm-hmm. can't bring them out in the open and say, and I've learned to do it. And again, y'all, it's a skill. I've learned to say, okay, I've set some expectations for you and I'm really sorry. And he's like, what the hell are you talking about? I told you we were having a conversation in my head. and I will say to him, in my head, I was thinking, you should do this, you should do that. And really what I have to remind myself is it's what I need. I need you to do that. But if I don't tell you anything, if I don't say my brain has gone haywire and my skin is buzzing with anxiety, could you please comfort me? I'm not going to get it. But I also don't get to be mad at you for not giving me what I need because I set a false expectation for myself Correct. And for
yeah.
you.
Oh, yeah.
And people do it all the time. We walk around all the time. I mean, how many times have you been in your car, for those of you who drive, and somebody cuts you off or they do this or they do that on the road and you're thinking, you stupid motherfucker. Oh, is that just me with my road rage? That might just be me.
That's why I drive everywhere.
I know. I'm really bad with the road rage. But then we think to ourselves, well, if they had just done that, they should have done this instead. We don't know what the hell's going on in their car. We do not know. We always think, totally non-kinky way, we always think we're the better driver. I don't even want to think about, my anxiety cannot handle thinking about all the people who've cussed me out when I have accidentally cut them off and then felt really bad when I did it. So we put expectations on other people all the time. We just don't think of it in those terms. Mm-hmm. And while I think we probably should be nicer to each other on the road, I don't really give a shit if you have road rage. I'll be cussing the snowbirds out here in Florida, okay? So set all those expectations you'd like and just be pissed off in your car. Let's come back to your DS relationship. Being able to gut check yourself and go, oh shit, I'm irrationally angry at my partner whom I have not talked to about this thing that I'm angry about. And being able to realize and say to yourself, oh God, I just should it all over them. But what I feel they should be doing, have I talked to them about it? This is part of the DS communication process. It is ongoing. It doesn't just stop after that first conversation where you go, yeah, I'll be your submissive. Oh, good. I'll be your dom. Here, I'm going to beat your ass. Okay, great. That's just the beginning. Those are just the baby steps. It is a day in, day out, constant conversation. And it also occurs when you realize you are irrationally angry. Now, the first few times, again, it's a learned skill. The first few times this happened, he only figured out what the conversation I was having in my head because he finally got me to talk and I had a baby girl temper tantrum where I cried and said, why didn't you? And I think it was probably the same thing. Why didn't you come check on me? Why didn't you comfort me? And he's like, I didn't know anything was wrong. What the hell are you talking about?
That was the time you disappeared into the bedroom. We were sitting here in the living room. You got up and walked into the bedroom. I thought you just needed some time away from the boys, and you needed a time out from yourself.
He's not bitter about it at all, y'all. But, and yeah, and I was waiting for my daddy to take care of me, because that is what I needed, but that was an expectation I placed on him that I never fucking said to him.
Nope.
And if I had not finally just exploded with baby girl tears about it, and he had not stayed calm, that's the other half of this. If you are on the receiving end of somebody's unfair expectations of you,
it doesn't help to get all worked up and get the have the blood pressure rise. Right.
If you can help it, that is also a learned skill, and that's also part of personality traits. Jen Brownstone is the most patient human being on the planet. Pretty sure he like will beat out the Saints. Okay. He's just Lord. And I am pretty much the opposite of that. So we're fun. So yeah, that's the other half of it. You are going to be confronted with somebody's expectations of you that aren't fair, that now they're mad at you, or they're disappointed in you, or they're sad, or they're, you know, whatever emotion they're feeling, because in their head they set an expectation that they didn't tell you about, you didn't meet it, and now you have to deal with the fallout. Now, in our power exchange, because you're the daddy, you just go all daddy on me. Sometimes you go all dom on me, but you go all daddy on me of, okay, you're going to need to calm down, and we're going to have a conversation about this. And I've got, in the middle of baby girl tears, I'm having a depressive episode, and I've got enough to blurt out my angst. I'm crying all over the place. He goes full daddy dom on me and says, baby girl, you do it in, I can't do it in your voice. I don't have the voice. Oh, God.
Baby girl.
Oh, God.
That's enough.
Okay, outside of the context of us, like, having that, that was kind of hot. And he stays patient, gets me to calm down, gets me sort of see reason, and then we can have a rational conversation.
Yeah.
Now, thankfully, because my expectation setting happens usually during a mental health episode, I don't get punished for it, because that would probably be detrimental to my mental health.
Right.
But he does sort of take charge of the situation. He forces me to have the hard conversation, to say the thing. And over time, two things have happened. I have learned to say it sooner instead of setting those expectations and getting myself all worked up. And he has learned, oh, shit, when she starts acting that way, I'm going to go check on her just to make sure she's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're teaching each other at the same time what we need. See, that's the thing. Expectations, maybe not universally, but most of them, especially the ones that can be harmful, that cause the hurt feelings and the bad feelings, it's a lack of communication. There's nothing to expect if you've actually talked to each other.
Right. I mean, in that case, going back to that Twitter conversation, I mean, there are a lot of possibilities that could be at play. All right. I mean, was the Dom not aware she was Polly from the beginning? Did he make aware that he was not Polly at all? And, you know, there are...
Exactly. And we're dissecting it from the point of Dom bad, sub good. No offense to the good Doms out there. Y'all have a reputation. just saying. And not all of you. Y'all know how I feel. Hashtag not all Doms. Just so you know.
Thank you.
It's okay. It's okay. This is a good place for good Doms. Good Doms are welcome. Newbie Doms also welcome. Just be quiet and listen for a while. let a submissive teach you a few things first.
Now I'm afraid.
You're not a newbie Dom. You're fine.
I'm afraid for them.
No, I'm nice to the ones who are genuinely trying to learn something.
I know.
I'm not nice to the ones on Instagram who think they're a Dom and tell me to show them things that no. Anyway, off topic. But that's the thing. If you're setting expectations that your partner cannot possibly meet because they don't know about them and you're upset, it's a breakdown of communication.
Right.
And again, communication is a learned skill. So I don't care how long you've been doing it. I don't care how great your communication is on other levels. This is a new side of it you've got to learn. And it happens to both sides of the slash. Submissives, we kind of get sort of the bad rap, and God help you if you're a little, you really do, because we've got the little tendencies, and that can be childlike, and that can lead us maybe into tears and pouting and temper tantrums. And yeah, I know, we're fun. You can stop holding your head over there. Anyway, but non-little submissives have their own ways. I promise you, I just get, when I'm not feeling baby girl, and I'm just like, that's rare these days. That part side of me is out more and more often. But in other times, I just get really quiet and really bitchy and really moody, and I have nothing to fucking say to nobody. And if I'm forced to talk, you will know I don't want to be talking to you. Because in my head, see, we're having this fight that I haven't told you about.
Those are the days the eyebrow goes up a lot.
I know, but I'm usually so mired in my own head, I don't even fucking see it. Because I'm arguing with you in there, and you don't know about it, but it's happening in my head. So, yes, there are certain expectations you should absolutely have of any human interaction, certainly in DS, the good stuff, honesty, respect, you know, time to think, that this is a mutual exchange and you're both benefiting from it. Like, there are certain things, absolutely, but those expectations should not, when those expectations aren't met, from my experience, the way I feel is a different level of either disappointment or anger or sadness, whatever the negative emotion is different from when I have set an expectation and my, you know, the other person fails to meet it because I'm not talking to him. Like, it's a subtle thing, for me at least. Like, I can tell the difference. When I feel like I've been lied to, that is moral outrage. Like, I am just pissed. But when I set an expectation in my head of how I think you are supposed to be doing something, or what, you know, whatever I needed from you that I just neglected to tell you I needed from you, that kind of feeling, it's not an outrage. It's a hurt feelings. It's a woe is me. It's a, you know, or sometimes it goes the other way and there's something wrong with me, or and I'm no good. When you're not getting something you know damn good and well you should be getting, I think many of us have that outrage. You know, when you fucking lie to me, I'm mad. You don't lie to me, but the universal you. Not you, John Brownstone. Ooh, I realize how that
keep
sounded.
Saying you. You're digging yourself deeper here, girl.
I love you, Daddy. I love you, Daddy. I'm going to stroke your furry chest. I love you, Daddy. but, you know, there's just a... for me, there's a difference. And I think for many of us, if you get really comfortable with your feelings and you spend maybe more time in your head than maybe you're used to, you'll notice those differences too.
The big difference is, comes down to, all right, if you and I are just starting off in a relationship, all right, I as a dom, I expect you to do whatever I tell you to do.
You're so cute.
Those are wrong expectations.
Absolutely.
Okay. The right expectations are, we have discussed getting into our DS relationship. We have negotiated certain things. One part of that contract that we have between us is that you set up my coffee pot every night. Mm-hmm. So that is negotiated, that is agreed upon, and then it is expected. If it's not done, then part of that agreement, if those expectations aren't met, then you are punished.
And I know what the consequence is. And right. And that's the other thing of the expectations that you set for each other as your mutual power exchange. You know what they are, or you will. Again, when you're new at this, or you're new at communicating, or it takes practice. You're not going to be perfect at it the first time. You're not going to be perfect at it the fifth time, okay? It's a learning thing. But you set the expectation of, this is what I will do for you. If I do not do this thing for you, I know, hopefully, that what the consequence is. But at the very minimum, I know that there is a consequence. That's right. An expectation you get to walk around with, because we've had that conversation.
Correct.
Now, that's negotiation 101, 101.
Yeah, that's a healthy expectation.
Right. Now, get deeper into the relationship where you get we do too, y'all. You get a little lazy. You're like, psh, I know how this works. We got this DS thing down. It's fine. Oh, wait. We've barely talked about our kinky fuckery in like a month. But what? And now,
oops.
Right. And you've been doing it for a while. And I think that's the thing, because there's the basics of going to negotiations with almost no expectations other than that this person will be a good human being to you. You know, they will be honest and respectful and, you know, all those good things. They will listen. They will let you talk. They will let you think. You will do the same for them. Those are the expectations you walk into. You should be able to walk into any interaction with. Now, fast forward, you've gone through the negotiations. You've had your conversation. Your power exchange is ticking along. You're great. Maybe you've been doing this for years. You're like, psh, I got this down. I'm good. And then you get irrationally angry at your partner for something you never actually told them. Because in your head, you're thinking, shouldn't they just know? That is an expectation you have unfairly set. And mm-hmm. that is a problem with communication. And it doesn't mean you have a problem in your relationship. It means you have now a little spot where there's room for improvement. Because I don't fucking care how long you've been in your current relationship, or you've been at Kingstree, you've been doing this DS thing or whatever. Ain't none of us perfect at it.
No.
Not at all. Let me say, married to you for like 5 minutes, it feels like, together for a few years, been your submissive nearly the entire time. And from the time we recorded this on Thursday night, 4 hours ago, I sat 2 feet away from him and had the thought of, why isn't he asking? He should be asking. He should be checking on me. He knows something's wrong with me. Why is it? We were getting into it in my head. And the way I can check is because I am shooting all over him. He should be doing this. Or I say, why isn't he? Why hasn't he? Mm-hmm. And I'm able to go back and think clearly and say, wait, we haven't talked about this. You are perfectly allowed to shoot all over your partner if it is something you've negotiated and they're not doing. You still need to have the conversation ASAP. But while you're like processing and you're in your head, yeah, you're going to should, because you can go back to the point in time, the moment in time where you set the agreement and they're not meeting it. That's not an unfounded expectation. That's a real expectation mm-hmm. you both agreed to. But when you can't, when you have no point of reference of where you said this was a thing you needed, or you told your partner there was a problem, or anything, like they're just clueless. They're just next to you living their life, eating their french fries at the Steak and Shake.
I love you, baby girl.
You do, daddy. Then that is a thing that you've got to figure out for yourself, and you've got to have a conversation with your partner. And it's just something to know about and to be aware. You're not a bad kinky person because you had that moment. I'm not an awful baby girl. I'm a typical baby girl. The fact that happened is so freaking typical. I'm not any less his submissive because it happened. From this point, especially now that I've, you know, brought it out into the open right into the middle of a podcast, when we're done recording, we'll talk about it.
Yes, we will.
We'll move forward from it. And the next time it happens, it will happen again, y'all. I'll catch it earlier because now I've got the memory of it. Now I've got whatever conversation we've got. It goes back to,
the thing is, I'm doomed because you've already had the conversation and you know the outcome.
I know. The judge and jury have already gone through, deliberated. We've got the sentence. We're done. You just sit there and look cute. Okay.
Yeah, well, there's going to be a jailbreak.
But, you know, I can, I'll show you, give you an example of the learning process. So what? When did we start talking about my skin being tight? I think we had just moved in together. Back in 2014.
Right.
And I would get really antsy and I would get, this is when I was, before I was diagnosed with any anxiety or anything, but my head's always kind of done this stuff. So I was really antsy and sort of just uptight and, oh, it was not good. And I would walk around just sort of miserable. And we found out by accident pretty much that a spanking could relieve feeling.
Yeah.
But before we realized that, I was having these conversations with him in my head of why wasn't he fixing this and helping me and being the dom I needed. And not to him, all in my head. And from that moment, the lesson was learned and I learned how to say, Daddy, my skin feels tight.
Yes.
He knew what that meant. I didn't have to go into a long dissertation. Yes, there are times I don't, y'all, really. I didn't have to go into a long, complicated thing about what I was feeling. I just had to give him the code. That was the thing I learned, because that was the expectation we set. If I said this thing, it meant this, and he knew what to do. That was part of the learning process. So, right.
And that came about because it was easier. Sometimes with Kayla, it's hard for her to it's easy to have those inner conversations.
You can't have them outside in the real world.
It's hard to have them outside. So that's how she was given that code word, so she wouldn't have to worry about trying to express those thoughts when they were all jumbled.
Because once I got the spanking I needed, then I could have the conversation because my mind was a little clearer.
Yes.
So that's the point. Maybe your thing isn't a mental health thing. Maybe it's your partner won't fucking pick up the towels off the floor and it's driving you nuts. Like, it does, or they won't use a specific toy that you really want them to. And for whatever reason, you're not saying something. You're expecting them to know. Well, if it's hard to make yourself understood when you have that conversation, you can come up with a code. You can come up with a little inside joke. We have inside jokes all the time for certain things that really do drive us nuts about each other, but in that loving way. So it's just a matter of finding what works for you that allows you to communicate a thing that's bothering you or a thing you want or a thing you need in whatever capacity, so that you're not setting unfair expectations on your partner that they can't, because they don't know about them, they can't meet.
Right, because your expectations have to be realistic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I wondered if there was another thing. I think I ran out of steam. Because the other, I think there's another part of that too, of when we try to live up to somebody else's expectations. Go back to that newbie dom and sub. They're negotiating, and they personally might not be new, but it's a new relationship, right? They're negotiating, or they think they're negotiating. Somebody has gone into this conversation with an expectation of who the other person's going to be for them, right? Go back to the original example, the dom with the poly sub. My thought goes to, and I might be accused of being an overthinker, but whatever. My thought goes back to, what if that poly sub, because they really want to be with this person, they say to themselves, I will give up this other side because in this moment, I believe that person is worth it. It doesn't feel right to do it. It makes me sad to do it. I feel like I'm giving up part of my identity, but I want to be the sub this person wants me to be. Okay. The whole trying to live up to their expectations. Instead of setting common expectations, I'm going to try and be exactly what this other person wants me to be. In my opinion, that's going nowhere fast. No, because you can do it for a few minutes.
I see that ending badly, because if you do it for those reasons to meet those expectations, you're setting up for resentment down the road.
Absolutely. I mean, I think this is... it's another side of where, like, sub frenzy can really fuck you over. You get so excited to submit to somebody. You get so excited to be in that relationship that you ignore every red flag around you, including the one where the other person says, I expect you to be these things. And even though every cell in your body's going, but you're not those things, you don't even like those things, you decide to do it, either because you tell yourself it's what you're supposed to do. No. Or you're like, oh, I'm never going to get another partner. So if I don't be the partner, and that really is, I'm saying submissive, but I'm sure it can happen with dominance. If I don't become
what they want,
what they expect me to be.
Yeah.
Right. Then I won't have this relationship. Maybe I won't have another relationship. I'll be alone. I don't want to be alone. I just want to be a kinkster and a DM, you know, all the things that people that motivate people, that relationship is not going to, it's not going to end well.
No.
Can you decide and negotiate that you will try things that you don't think fit you right now that aren't hard limits, y'all? Because you've had this back and forth conversation with a potential partner and you decided you were willing to try it based on specific parameters, of course you can, okay? We can all do that. I have tried on the being pet thing. I have tried on all kinds of personas. It's fine to try them on. That's not this. This is, okay, I don't really like this, but this is what this person wants, and so that's what I'm supposed to do, and I'm just going to be what they want me to be because that is how I will get to have the relationship I want to have. And then a month, a week, a year, several years down the road, you're miserable, they're miserable because you could not keep up with what their expectations were. And if they didn't have to learn to communicate their expectations well, several years down the line, they probably haven't learned it any better.
Right.
So it's just this, it's going to snowball and it's not going to end well. Much better. I've had these conversations on Twitter all the time. Somebody will say, well, I don't really want to tell them that I don't like this or that I am that. And I'm like, better to tell them now. Better to find out early that you're not compatible,
right,
or tell them something that you're afraid to tell them and see their reaction. Yeah, it sucks. It sucks that somebody you thought might be a good fit for you rejects you because of some part of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that absolutely sucks. But you know what?
Better to find out sooner than later.
And better to be exactly who you are and the freedom to be who you are and the freedom to be who they are on equal terms.
Yep.
And not this expectation of who you think you're supposed to be or who you think they're supposed to be. That will not end well.
Mm-mm.
And the way my thoughts are going with this as we've discussed it at this point, because I would not have said this 2 or 3 days ago when we started talking about this, it's a failure of communication. It is absolutely a failure of communication.
Communication breakdown.
Yeah. Or it just never was fucking there.
Mm-hmm.
But either way,
one
of the two, it's a problem with communication. If you are trying to live up to somebody else's expectations of you, and you're not talking about it, or if you are setting expectations on somebody else that they don't even fucking know about, it's a problem with communication. And the only way to solve it is communication. You have to have the conversation.
Right.
And that sometimes means you have to look at your partner and go, I was kind of shitty and was really mad at you and you didn't know it, but I've been really mad at you for like forever because I thought you should be doing this. And your partner gets to be upset with you. They get to be hurt. They get to be confused. Whatever their emotions are, they get to have those. They have to process that. And you've got to sit with uncomfortable feelings while you work through it. It's just the nature of it.
Right.
There. Oh, I did get a rant in, didn't I?
Yeah, of course.
I don't think it was bad. Anyway, I think that's enough ranting.
I think so.
As always, whether you completely agree or completely disagree, we'd love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you have some experiences with overcoming that expectation sort of fallacy of I'm putting these expectations on somebody else and they don't know. And if you've got like ways that you've dealt with it or ways you have the conversation or ways you know, experience with it, we would love to hear about it. We're always learning more.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are allowed to completely disagree with us. You are also allowed to think I'm obnoxious. You're just not allowed to be an asshole about it. I've come to the conclusion many, many years ago, I'm a little obnoxious. More than a little. So if you would like to discuss this or share your experience or, you know, give us feedback or whatever in multiple ways, we are on FetLife. Loving BDSM PC is the show page. We are each personally on FetLife. Twitter, of course, because that's just where I think we live these days. And then you can always email us. And then if you are a member, free or paid, of the Loving BDSM community, we do have a podcast forum where we post a link to the episode. So if anybody wants to discuss it there, you can discuss it there. My notifications are still not working for the community, so I'm having to manually check every day, but I do check every day. So feel free to share your experiences, share what you think, share what's worked for you, what hasn't worked for you, all that good stuff. Wherever you are, we're probably there too. And there is a bonus section because we got mail. We got lovely, lovely mail.
Yes, we did.
I think that's for right now all I could possibly say about the topic.
Are we good, baby girl?
We're trying to be. Does that count?
Yeah. Keep it kinky, y'all.
We'll see you next week. Daddy, the crickets, think of the crickets! I just blew somebody's eardrums out.
Yeah, you did. You should be ashamed of yourself, girl.
I'm a little ashamed of myself.
Yeah.
Please, Daddy.
Gonna make you go stand in the corner now.
Oh, Daddy, please. I want to talk to the crickets. I need my crickets.
Well, then you better be more considerate of them.
I know. I warned them on Twitter, the ones who are on Twitter. I warned them. They have shown their love for this moment when I'm begging
yes,
to get to talk
I know.
To them. I know. And I said,
saw it.
I would have to be over the top with it, and their ears are now bleeding. I'm so sorry. Please, can I talk to the crickets? I need the crickets. I think I need them more than they need me.
Go ahead, baby girl, and then we'll talk about this later.
Where he will say, do it again, because I'm a sadist and I love doing it. Okay. First of all, I would like to follow my sword after last week's postcard. This is my friends who sent a lovely postcard that I did not take a picture of because that's a privacy issue, but we were so excited to see. It was from France, and here's why I fucked that up. Okay? I apologize to them and Twitter DM, but I will totally right here in front of everybody. So we have been talking since last year's Eroticon about meeting up in London. And even though his handle's French, that's why I can't say it. Y'all, really, you don't want me to say it. I physically can't say it. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. even though I know that, we've had a conversation about meeting in London so much that when I didn't have the postcard in front of me because I knew I didn't want to accidentally like say a personal, you know, I was trying to be really careful. It was too careful. And my brain shorted out. It was like, England? No, that's not right. France. England? France. And then I went, I'm just not going to say anything. That way I can't fuck it up. And here's the worst part about it. When I checked the box that day and we got it, I was squeeing in the car because yes. On the envelope, it said it was from France. You'd think, I don't know. My brain just short-circuited. It just stopped working. And I am an awful human being. And I hope they both know how much we adore them. And I know that he is from France or in France. And because I remember she's in Georgia. That's easy to remember. That's a southern state, though. I'm southern. I can tell a Georgia accent from an Alabama accent. Don't mess with me. I'm so southern. Anyway, now that I have been ridiculously silly, as usual.
What else is new?
We got mail.
Yes, we did.
I'm going to start with postcards. And we got one with coffee on it. And I'm not going to say the name of the person because that looks like real name. So we're not doing that.
No.
And then of course the post office printed all over things.
They printed all over stuff, so there's some things we can't read on there.
Can't read, but it's a
French press.
Thank you. I always want to call it something else, and it's not French press that I want to call it. But my favorite part is it's a French press, and if you don't know how French press works, please Google it, because this won't make sense if you don't. The postcard says, push it
real good.
And then Salt and Pepper was in my head singing because I'm a child of that age. Okay. So it says, yay, coffee. It's my love language too. Yay. Thank you for all that you and JB. I love that you are now being referred to as JB because I refer to you as JB. All that you and JB do to inform and have fun with all of us around the world. Best of luck for all your 2018 plans. I know you'll be amazing. And I have to say, when y'all say lovely things like that, you have no clue how much it really does mean. And
it does.
It almost always comes at bad times for me, like when my brain is like just not doing what it's supposed to do. And it's always helpful. After I go through these, I will mention another one that really helped me today. So then we got this one, I think came in an envelope because I remember opening it and going, oh my God, it's a unicorn. And it was a unicorn. And it says, yes, there we go. Thank you. It did come in an envelope. It's a unicorn with a rainbow. And it says, you're magic. And that was really sweet. And it comes all the way from Essex, England. And as they put it, from not so sunny Essex, England. I've been there in March. Mm-hmm, I know. I know for just that little bit, but I totally feel you. And their handle is Shy and Sexy 78. If the 78 is like my 79, because that's when you're born, yes. Okay, somebody closer to my age. I'm usually surrounded by people way older than me. Love you, Daddy. Mean it. All my friends are older than me. My husband's older than me. There's a lot of people older than me.
Have I met your husband?
He's a nice guy. You'd like him. Just don't tell him you're here. And Shine Sexy 78 says, just to say, love listening to your podcast. I think, and most of the back catalog too. Keep up the great work. They make me smile and chuckle along. So yay. I would never have ever said that I thought I was funny or that I wanted to be funny or that I was trying to be funny, but I puff it when I make people laugh, even if it means I have to be a fucking goofball to do it. like no shame, just be fucking goofy everywhere.
I thought that came natural to you.
It kind of, when I try, I bomb. I can't tell a joke with a punchline. Oh, Lord, no, do not ask me to tell a joke. Quite like your location on your mail, I will forget the punchline. It's not pretty. But yeah, just the random stuff. I don't know. Okay, so this one came from Mrs. Robinson, who, this one really did like make me want to cry. She had been listening to episode 115, where we'd been talking about consent. And she's so funny because we chat like, you know, usually at least once a day on Twitter or whatever. She was like, thought about an email, but you love getting physical mail. So here you go. You get me, Mrs. Robinson. You totally get me. She says, I cannot express the joy and gratitude I felt listening to you talk about the way you think about and talk about and intentionally work to raise your kids. We are not parents yet, but Mr. R and I very much want kids and often discuss how we intend to parent. Still, I know talking about it and doing it are separate things. So freaking true. Mm-hmm. Thank you for doing it, for being a conscientious and intentional parent. And thank you, JB, for being one when you didn't have to.
I know that. Really...
I thank him every day for that, y'all. Thank you for being a positive male influence to two impressionable young men. I thank him every day for that, too, y'all. You guys are awesome, and I love you. Keep up the good work. We love you, too, Mrs. Robinson. And this, I was, like, standing in the bedroom going, this is the best card ever. Yes. And y'all, I love you. They actually are all the best cards ever, because every time I read it, y'all are all so wonderful. That is exactly what I think. This is the best card ever, every time, because I have no favorites. I don't even have favorite children, y'all. They annoy me equally. I love them. I love them so much. So this last card was actually in a box, and it is baby princess underscore T or underscore T09, depending on where she is. Mm-hmm. She's a member of the Loving BDSM community. She is, that's her Twitter handle, right? Baby princess underscore T. But basically I think of her as baby princess. Like the T means something. That's lovely. She's baby princess. You are now baby princess. So it was a box, and she was very helpful. She was like messaging us going, you've got something coming. I'm tracking it. And I sort of love that level of OCD. I do that. I just don't usually say that I'm doing that, but I'm like, when I sense something, I'm like constantly updating and looking, because I'm paranoid that it's not going to get there. And so then there was a potential problem with the post office, and then it got worked out, and we got our box, and we open it up, and I'm opening it up. And first of all, this was not the gift, but it is a gift. There were packing peanuts in there.
Yes.
And as the shipping department to your wood turning empire over there, I was so excited. I'm like, we've got packing peanuts again. Look at all these packing peanuts.
I have never seen anybody more excited to open a box and see packing peanuts.
I'm so excited. Packing peanuts are expensive, and I don't have a place to really store them here. Because when you buy them, you buy like massive bags of them. So we use a lot of bubble wrap. Bless you. That was a sneeze. We use a lot of bubble wrap around here. And if you have ever ordered anything from us, I don't care if it was a pen or if it was a paddle, you're going to get like 25 million pieces of bubble wrap, because I am paranoid that something will break, because we have shipped things thinking we didn't have to pack it too securely, and it's broken and it's awful. So packing peanuts are the fucking bomb. I'm so excited. So then I like dig through the packing peanuts, and there's a bundle in there, and he's going, well, what is this? I'm like, well, I don't know. It's a gift we got, so we got to open it. I said, but there's a flat, like firm thing on the bottom, and there's a squishy thing on top. So I open it up, and I go for the flat thing first. And it's coffee. I'm telling y'all, yes. The zombie apocalypse, y'all just come to our house, okay? Just start heading south if you were across the pond. Get in a boat and start rowing, okay?
We're going to have a coffee party one day.
We have all the coffee. This one was Dunkin' Donuts, which we like Dunkin' Donuts. Yes. We have, our budget does not always allow for Starbucks anymore, so we go to Dunkin' Donuts. And right now they're doing a happy hour of $2 lattes. I got to rant about that in a minute. Anyway. Oh. So there was Dunkin' Donuts. And then I'm like, yeah, but what's the squishy thing? And it was a stuffy, and it was a bear that was like the perfect shade between pink and purple. Like, I would call it a purpley, and I know other people would call it pink. And then I'm reading the card we got, which is a cute little hamster that says, just popping up with a happy howdy-do. And it says, Kayla, I saw this bear and knew it had to belong to you, but it had a terrible bow, so I gave it a new one, LOL. Oh my God, I think you're my hero. First packing peanuts. I have not purchased stuffies before because I did not like an accessory, including a bow. Like, no, that's, yeah. It never occurred to me to just take the bow off.
It's okay.
Stroking my hair. My brain doesn't work that way, and I think it's wonderful. And then the best part, she said, also feel free to share the coffee or not with JB. He said, I have to share it. Oh, okay. And then she said, Daddy and I both so enjoy y'all's hard work. Thanks for all you do. So yeah, Baby Princess sent us a lovely, lovely package.
Thank you. That was very sweet.
And it was wonderful. And the stuffy is right now on the dresser, where when I'm getting ready in the morning, which I don't do a lot to get ready, but I always look in that mirror. It's right there. So that's very cool. So yeah, it was a great week for mail. I know we've got a couple things on the way because people have said they've sent stuff. Mm-hmm. And I know one of them is a package from the UK. So that could take however long it takes. And then, Tiffany from Facebook, she said I could say her first name. She had sent a postcard, and it apparently got lost because she sent it weeks and weeks ago. Mm. So she sent another one, and hopefully it will arrive. So we are waiting on that. And then, not as y'all know, I'm just giddy about physical mail. Postcards, Hallmark cards, boxes, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to have coffee in it. It doesn't have to have a stuffy in it. It just makes my day. And then today, when my brain is just going haywire. I'm vibrating with anxiety right now, even right now. Amy of Coffee and Kink, who is a wonderful human being, and I loved meeting her at Eroticon last year, and I can't wait for you to meet her at Eroticon.
Well, with everything you've told me about her, I'm kind of excited to meet
wonderful.
Her.
Wonderful, and she's smart, and she gets this kink stuff and poly stuff and sex toy stuff, and you can see you can see her on her journey if you follow her blog, you follow her on Twitter. Like, she knows she's still learning stuff, but man, what she knows, she reminds me of me. It's like, I learned this thing, I'm going to tell everybody about it. When I learn something new, I'll tell you about that too. And it's just, and she's like, I got these experiences, and I got stuff to share, and I just love it. She is taking part in a thing, and she sent me this message as, you know, part of it, but she was very kind, and she said, you know, she just said really kind things, and I'm not going to read it because I will cry, and that was a conversation between she and I, but it came at the perfect time. I said, I didn't even know I needed this till I saw it, and that's how I feel about the mail, too. Like, it can be the cheap postcard from Walmart with just a thing. I melt every time because I think, oh my God, somebody not only like spent their however much it costs to buy a stamp these days and to buy the postcard, they then took the time and they probably had to like go find a mailbox to put it, like, what? And then when you take the time and you add something kind to it, I'm mushy all over. I can't mm-hmm. I'm not even gonna pretend I'm not. I'm a mush ball. I'm a mushball anyway. Yeah. I got a soft middle.
A cute mushball.
Thank you. But I go gooier when that kind of stuff happens. So it was a great week for messages and mail. And it came at a perfect time because, yes, I don't know for a fact. So last time I went through a bad episode with anxiety, it was also paired with depression. My depressive episodes don't last very long, but my anxiety will hang out for weeks and weeks and weeks. I think what's happening, it just doesn't seem fair, is that the anxiety is pairing up with the manic side. Yeah. You know, I'm bipolar, so I get both ends of the spectrum. And thankfully, it's manageable. I know some people get it really, really bad. But the combination just makes me feel like I'm going to burst out of my skin. Like, it's, I y'all sat in a Steak and Shake and trembled like a chihuahua. It's kind of funny now, but it was not funny at the time. So yeah, that y'all don't even know, and you're not even trying, you're just, you know, being you, and it's one of those things where I'm really bad about this, even though I think it's important, and you, Daddy, are very good at this. You don't know when you are just you're just kind to somebody. Like, you don't have to be, but you don't have to be an asshole either, right? You treat somebody nicely. You're polite to them. You offer a comforting word. You send them mail, whatever. You never know who you're affecting. You never know what they're going through and how you're going to help them.
Kind of like when I jumped the neighbor the other day.
You just like saying that.
Yes.
Her car battery died, y'all. He used my jumper cables. She's his type, though. So, you know, given a chance, he probably would jump her, too. But he jumped her car. And she had to get a new battery. But if there, you know, if there's ever a reason to sort of just because it takes almost no effort to just be nice to a person that you don't even know. You just don't know how you help them. And y'all know me. Good Lord, we're sitting around our virtual kitchen table right now, not drinking coffee. That's weird, but still. And you do it. So it's just, I'm trying not to cry in this episode. We're not going to make a habit of this. I don't like to cry. Well,
part of the reason why I didn't want any coffee tonight is I need desperately to get a good night's sleep tonight.
Yes.
Because I will be up late tomorrow.
Yes, you will. And I will be up late tomorrow. But at least I can be up late in my pajamas at home.
Lucky you.
I know. Well, you're going to work and make some money.
Yeah.
He's got a show tomorrow night. He's going to sell
I don't know where I'll be yet, but maybe I'll be across the street from that place that has the girls hanging out with the garters and the boots.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So in the downtown area for his outdoor market thing, there's where you've been most months.
Yeah.
Hopefully it stays the same. Is right across from a nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
And they take advantage of the fact that this thing goes on till 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock at night. And so they send the servers, both men and women, out dressed very like, oh, get my attention,
mm-hmm.
out into right outside the front door, and then draw people in, which nobody minds, because if they're drinking, they will also buy something.
Right.
And if you happen to be right there, they will buy your thing. But yeah, I remember it was it October? They were in purple corsets,
black fishnets, and boots.
And even I sat back and went, oh yes, I have to watch this.
I took a picture and sent it to you, and I got a roar back in reply from you.
Purple corsets, black fishnets, and boots. I don't really care what anything else was going on, what gender, what body type, just that. Right there, I was there.
And
they're
over there thinking, what kind of craft show is this?
I know, there was a little bit of, is this the kinky craft show? You didn't tell me? I didn't think we had one of those. We do not have one of those, and we need one. So yeah, I kind of hope they're out too. But what's funny is when I mentioned it to the 12-year-old afterwards, he was like, yeah, I saw them. I don't think that would be his reaction now. He might have just turned 12.
Yeah.
He is close, much closer to 13 now. He might have a different reaction. Yeah, so, you know, we're just us doing our same old thing, and I'm a mental mess, but I think that's just what I am. I think that's just what I am. So yeah, I'm fizzling.
Yes.
Well,
I see that.
I know. Why I was ready to cry, and then I had to like tell myself, you will not cry again. You know, it's funny. I can cry to you, and I do. But, you know, I still hide it sometimes. I know you know, because I do. But no, we're in this other Twitter conversation today, being Thursday, February 1st. Pixie posted a thing asking, you know, what do you do? She tagged several of us, but anybody was welcome to join the conversation. Tagging, you know, what do you do to either feel little or to have kind of your like little thing out in public where nobody can tell? And I kind of let all the responses go through, and I was like, oh yeah, that's cool. And sometimes it was the way they dressed, or it was an accessory, or it was a pin. And I was like, I don't really do that. And Pixie was so funny. She kind of called me on it. She was like, you have a baby girl t-shirt. And I'm like, and I have not worn that in public since the lady thought I was pregnant while I was wearing it. Mm-mm.
Yeah, well, she was a dip. She...
I know, but it still stays with you.
It wasn't just us, because we heard her at every other table that she went to.
Make some bad assumptions.
And she made a wrong assumption about everybody at every table.
I know, but it that's just how I am. And so now I'm like, I can't wear this out. But, you know, I did think about it later. And I've got to work on some stuff with me. Because my point in that conversation was, I'm really reserved about that stuff. Being a baby girl is like a point of vulnerability for me. So I don't really have a thing. And then I thought about it way later. Two things. This is where Pixie can tweet at me when she hears this. Ha, I was right. So it's cool. My car says baby girl. It says it in two places. But here's, like, my head is in a really weird place right now, because it just, I've been dropping the kids off at school forever. And I've been dropping them off at that specific school for 3 years now. I pulled up yesterday. Day before, somewhere this week, and my front license plate says baby girl, and I went, oh my god, they know I'm a baby girl. Oh my god, what do those teachers say about me? Oh my god, I need to rip that off my car. Like, I was ready to get out of my car and take my front plate
you're not
off.
Taking that off. I had that made specially for you.
I don't want to take it off, but that, I mean, that was like, it was like, oh my god, I don't advertise this. What the hell am I doing? Like, I was all with that mom face on of, get the hell out of my car. Like, they didn't know.
And don't let her fool you. You should have seen her yesterday when we went to the craft store.
We have emoji pillows now.
And you saw those emoji pillows and the rainbow pillow.
I know. I squeed.
You squeed in the middle of the craft store.
That I did say on Twitter that if I have a tell, it's the fact that you can usually get me to squee. And when I'm with you, I feel safer to do that. I do. I will squee. Yeah. I will pout. I pouted at the munch.
Yes.
I did. Well, yeah. It's different there. But yeah, so Pixie, you were right. I was wrong. But it is a vulnerability thing. And I don't know how I'm such a dork. I don't know how after 3 years.
And you know, speaking of munches again, this month... You're going to be speaking at Munch.
I know. And Terry wants to know what she's the organizer of Munch. She wants to know what the hell I'll be talking about. And I don't know what to tell her. Because I was like, I told her at the last Munch, I show up to a microphone or a camera or apparently a Munch. And I just open my mouth and we'll find out what comes out. I don't know. I don't know what to talk about. So, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yep.
I hope I don't bore everybody.
Nah.
What I'll have to do is treat it like a podcast, turn my back to the room so I can't see them and just talk, and I'll be fine. Or we'll bring the microphone with us. We won't plug it in anywhere. I'll just hold it and pretend I'm on a podcast, and I'll be fine.
Give me a microphone.
Daddy! And on that note, we're done. That's it, done. Done. I will say, you're like ready to like, we don't, well, what are you doing?
Say what you're going to say.
I don't know what you were about to do. That wasn't what we do. Y'all, this bonus section was really fucking long, and I am really sorry, but I really did need it, and I hope I did crack you guys up. I hope I didn't make anybody cry. So, you know, I apologize for being very self-indulgent with this one, but it was needed. Y'all are my virtual kitchen table, even if I was not given the opportunity for coffee.
Today. And your virtual therapy.
I know, because I don't see my actual therapist until next week. So, anyway, but no, we love you guys.
We do. We love every one of you. Thank you.
Yes.
For everything you do, the kind words, the gifts, and
oh my gosh,
for listening and, you know, joining us on our journey.
Yes, and being so supportive. I have no doubt there are times when we're just really just fucking it all up, and y'all are still like, it's fine, keep going. And, you know, I know some of you are like, I can't believe they put all that out there. You know, sometimes we sit around and think the same thing. it's a labor of love. I've said that before. Yeah. But yeah, it helps to know that there are people who that you truly help. That is very, very gratifying, you know. But that are with you in it, you know. We're not all physically together, but we just sort of prove every week we don't have to be.
Right.
So we love our crickets.
We do.
We have the best crickets.
Yeah.
Everybody else, nobody else has crickets like we do. Nobody. Nope. Ours are the best.
Yeah. Yeah. Our crickets rock.
Our crickets rock. Our crickets are so fucking awesome. Okay. We love you guys.
We love you.
Bye.